Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the final Thursday night live teleconference. I'm speaking on behalf of the Commission of Torah Projects of Agudat Yisrael of America, and I thank them for the invitation. The Pasuk says, V'yadata im rebavecha, ki ka'ashe yaser ish et beno, Adonai Elohecha Yasereka. The translation of this vital lesson is you should know in your heart that just as a father will chastise his son, so Hashem your God chastises you. Some people think of the word Yisurim as not chastise, perhaps rebuke, perhaps even suffering. But the Pasuk reveals to us that we should know deep in our hearts the truth of the matter is the manner in which Hashem afflicts or chastises or rebukes is the same as a father who is chastising the son. Now there's a deeper lesson involved than just a comparison of father to son. What a person has to understand is what a nisayon does, what a test does. The word nisayon is from the same root as the word nes, which many people will jump and translate as miracle, but we know that when the snakes were biting the Jewish people in the desert, Moshe was instructed to put a fiery-looking angel snake form on the top of a high pole. And Hashem says this, Samta oto al nes. So nes is also a word that kitisa or nisa, to be carried and lifted to a higher level. And that's the true purpose of a person's sufferings in this world. Let's look at it as a mashal. We know that if an infant becomes a year and a half or close to 2 years old, that the parents notice the struggles the child is having in trying to get about, to walk. And so they'll hold the arms, walk behind, let go, watch the child attempt to continue only to fall and perhaps even cry. The same would be true of riding a bicycle. A person who wants to ride a bicycle is not naturally inclined to operate the vehicle with perfect balance. The person who wants to ride a bicycle, especially if it's a young person, has to be taught. So how do we teach? Well, we hold the seat or in some other way support the bike as the child starts to pedal. And when it seems he's catching his balance and is able to proceed on his own, the parent or teacher lets go. The child will go a short way, and out of fear of turning, out of lack of concentration, or just a lack of experience, it's almost certain that more than a few times, the child will fall. Maybe scrape a knee or an elbow, and maybe even rip a pant, and cry. Let's take a casual observer, someone who never saw anyone teach a child how to walk, or teach a child how to ride. They might watch from the side and think to themselves, how is it possible to do such a thing to a child? What cruel, cruel parents these are to inflict such pain and embarrassment on their son. They take him a little bit, and then they abandon him, and the child falls to the ground, and he gets some type of wound. Not once, not twice, but they keep doing it over and over. And not only that, every once in a while, they might get excited and actually giggle. This is something that seems as cruel as the cruelest people who ever lived. And really, it's not at all cruelty. It's purely Rahmanut. Rahmanut is compassion. If they don't allow the child to operate on his own and to try by himself to navigate walking or riding, he'll never be able to do it. Every child has to go through the initial difficulty, and then they will learn how to navigate this beautiful world independently. The result of the parents' behavior is a lifting and a gain of the child, giving it new talents and new devices to operate independently as it grows into an adult. So too, says the Pasuk, Ki ka'asher yaser ish et bino, in the same fashion as a person chastises their son, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God, chastises you. When he wants to elevate a person, when he wants to take them to a higher spiritual level, he brings upon them what we call yisurim, difficulties. Now we know that the Gemara has a sugya on difficulties, on yisurim, and says that the world should operate smoothly, and anything that's an inconvenience even is some form of yisurim. Just the other day, I had just finished reading this pasuk in the Mincha reading of this parasha, and to prepare the chazan, the shaliach sibur, to continue the prayers, I opened the large shatz sidur that was on the bima, and I opened it to the exact right page, and pointed to him with a smile, look, I got it right. Well, the man came over to me, and he said afterwards, of course, he said, you know, it says that that's an et ratzon. That's a time of favor in Shemayim. And if that happens to anybody, they should immediately pray, daven, sully, whatever you call it, to beseech Hashem for whatever they might need, because it's obviously a very special time. What? He opened the right page of a book. Well, the Gemara says, what are yisurim? Well, yisurim could even be a person who puts his hand in his pocket to take out a coin, and he takes out the wrong denomination, he has to put his hand in his pocket again. That's a form of yisurim. It brings kapara for some type of misdemeanor. It does something to elevate the soul. But when we think of yisurim, we think of something much more serious. A person wants to be elevated, we don't know how to do it. But our coach in Shamayim, Hashem himself, chooses a person who he feels has undeveloped talents, spiritual abilities that haven't been brought to their fullest, and he chooses that person to elevate them, to give them nisayon, to give them a test, which is nisa ki tisa, to elevate them. As it says in Midrash Tanchuma, in the parasha of Ki Teseh, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Tzarich Adam lahazik tova lakadosh baruch hu. A person is required to feel gratitude to our Creator. Bizman sheyisurim ba'im alav. At the moment when yisurim strike him. Lama says, why? Why is this so? Says the Midrash, or asks the Midrash. Sheyisurim moshchim et ha'adam lakadosh baruch hu. Because they draw you closer to Hashem. Ki et asher yehav Hashem yochiach. Uch'av et ben yoseh. Mishlei, it says in Perek Gimel, that the one Hashem loves is the one he chooses to reprove. Why would he do that? If I have a favorite son, why should I chastise him? Why should I be tough on him? Maybe I should be tough on the other son who's maybe not performing at all or not developing properly. But the way we look at it is when a person has potential, the person who is above them in the chain of command sees the potential and wants to develop that potential. They want to develop that potential in a way that is awesome, in a way that is special, in a way that they can honestly perform to their fullest. Where if someone is not going to develop, and only Hashem would know that, and he is not able to produce good results, so Hashem said, let him take care of himself. The time, so to speak, kaviyochol, that I have, should be spent on developing the one who's going to be a real winner. Et asher yahav Hashem yochiyach. The one Hashem loves is the one Hashem is going to send the Yisurim to. It's very important to understand this. It's very important to know this. It's very important to realize this, because we're going to see tonight how we're supposed to react when Hashem is behaving in such a way with one of us. A famous case of Yisurim, which could be a parable, but there are many proofs that it was a man who actually lived, a man named Iyov. Iyov was someone who was given probably the ultimate Yisurim, the ultimate chastisement. And if he would have held on, what would have happened? He would have risen to a very, very, very high spiritual state that's hard to believe unless you look to Chazal and you see what they tell us about his reward. Eliphaz, one of the friends who visited him, who came to try and console him, and got into philosophical arguments with him, and that's the nature of the Sefer Iyov. Hanisa daber elecha tela'a? Is Hashem wasting his time with you? Is he paying attention to you for naught? And because he came to you to elevate you, you are complaining? The Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem Sadiq Yivhan. Hashem chooses one who's relatively called a Sadiq, and that's the one he's going to spend his time. And Iyov made a terrible, terrible error. Iyov Ba'at B'Yisurim. Iyov was one who kicked, who rejected the Yisurim, and started to question the justice of his suffering. It says in the Midrash, Pesaktara Bati Acharemot Ot Gima, fortune is the man who was stricken with Yisurim, and he overcame his compassion, his natural reaction, and he didn't complain about being stricken with what we call Midat Hadin, the strict justice of the Lord. When Yisurim came on Iyov, if he would have controlled himself, if he would not have become angered, if he never would have opened his mouth in complaint, what does the Midrash tell us? Amar Rav Hanina bar Papa, ilu lo kara tagar, had he not complained? Kishem she'omrim akshab tefillah Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, kach hayu omrim Velokei Iyov. He would have been the fourth one on the list of patriarchs who we turn to in all our times of trouble, who we pray with as our assistants, as our guides, as our role models, as the ones in Shemayim to stand with their zechut on our behalf. The fourth one would have been Iyov. Hashem had in mind to give him the opportunity. He had the raw materials to be the best, the supreme, equal to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. When Hashem discussed him with the angels in heaven and described the man he was going to test, he said, Ish Tam, a person who serves me with perfect, perfect timimut, perfection, non-questioning. V'yashar, straight and honest. Yireh Elokim, a person who is God-fearing. V'sar Mera, and who, if was confronted or approached something that was negative to the will of Hashem that we call Ra, he would run the other way. And on him, this special person, all these Yisurim came. And if he would have accepted, Meyachel ani shemi alav, Hashem says, I would have put my name upon him. Kishem sheyichalti shemi al ha'avot. I would have put my name upon him like the avot. So it would be Elokei Iyov, just as it's Elokei Avraham. But he didn't, and he started questioning. Mi ten yadati emsa'eu? Hashem said to him, Hechshachta etza shenatati lemala. You have darkened the plan that I had above. And Yov answered, Mazeh machshich etza b'minin. And he went on to say more complaints, and he lost it all. Rashi comes and tells us, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizehu machshich etza mikalkeh b'minin avrov devarim. Who's the one who speaks too much and spoils things? Shekatavti, I wrote, Ishtam v'yashar, I wrote he was perfect in Emunah, and he was straight and righteous in the beginning of the Sefer, in order to allow me and allow him to accept the name of Hashem upon him to be called Elokeiyo. And he comes, and he darkens, and he spoils, Berov Devarav, by speaking too much. He spoke too much. And he said, Mize Ma'alim Etzah, did I do so badly? I had a test. And Hashem answered him, V'halo Avraham lo haya yodea be'amad be'eser. He didn't know I was testing him either. And he was Avraham Avinu shenitnasa ten tests be'amad be'kulam. There's a great rabbi who lived mid-1700s, time of the American Revolution, to put things in perspective, a student for a short time of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in North Africa, who traveled to Yerushalayim, and when the people of Yerushalayim saw his talents and his Yirat Shamayim, they made their mishulach to go all over Europe and the world to collect from Mostot HaKodesh in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Harav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, better known as the Chida. In his Sefer Chumat Anach, he mentions Iyov. The word Iyov really is four Rashi Tevot. Each letter represents one word. Aleph is Avraham. Yud is Yitzchak. Vav is Ve'Yaakov. Bet is Banav. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, his children. That's what the word Iyov spells out in Rashi Tevot, with the first letter of each of the letters of his name being part of a name. Why is that so? What is the remez, the hint in such a word? We learn, Im haya zocheh, hayu omrim Elokei Iyov, confirms the Chida, what we have said from the Midrash, if he had the merit of keeping quiet and accepting what Hashem sent to him, he would have been known as Elokei Iyov forever. Not only that, adds the Chida, he wouldn't be fourth on the list, he would be the head of the list, because all of these greats were descended from him. What does that mean? Says the Chida, it's known that Iyov was an incarnation, a Gilgul of Terach, the father of Avraham. So not only would he have been mentioned, he would have been the leader of all four had he kept his mouth shut. How could a person lose so much? How could a person lose such an opportunity? Person has to stand in the face of tests. And everyone has to understand, Hashem sends us, on our level, our tests. He brings nisyonot and yisurim and sarot. Life is not the proverbial bowl of cherries. Life has its bumps, it has its potholes, some of them very painful, some of them very disturbing, some of them overtake our lives, or some illness or financial difficulty, problems getting married, problems having children, problems with children that weren't born healthy, all these bar minan, we say nebach, all these things that should never happen, do happen. But when it does happen, a person has to realize that accepting what Hashem dishes out as a test will one day be like the child eventually walking and the child riding the bike. It will be a benefit to the person who suffered and live through and accept it. That's how we have to look at Yisurim. At the end of the 1600s, a great Chacham lived, his name was Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi became one of the Gedolei Hador of the early 1700s. Great Tamid Chacham and Av Beit Din. When he was a young man in yeshiva, he was under the old system of yeshivot, where people came to a town as students. The students were hosted by a family, and they went to the yeshiva for the siddarim, for the time of learning, but they came home and were fed by their hosts, and they slept by their hosts. His fortune was that as a young man, he was put up in an awesome palace, an amazingly large home, beautifully appointed, and it was owned by the grandfather of the Rothschild family. In this home, his hatmada, which might be in somebody else's home a plus, was a little upsetting to the younger residents of the home. He got up early, he came home late, he left the lights on. You know, he didn't fit the system of the house or the schedule of the home. And although everybody liked him and appreciated that he was really growing in Torah, it was a little uncomfortable. And so the family members complained to the father, the grandfather of the Rothschilds, and said, please find him another place. And stubbornly, the grandfather insisted on keeping this young man in his home. Well, Vayehi Hayom, it was the day. And the inconvenience even struck at the great personage of this man, the Baal HaBayit. And he got, maybe he had a bad day at the office, maybe one of his investments failed, I don't know, but he wasn't able to persist in his silence and his respect for the Talmid Chacham. It got a little annoying. And on this day, when he wasn't having such a good day, and the young man walked in just at the wrong moment, the Chacham Tzvi as a young man, the owner of the home turned to him, and without directly asking him to leave, he sort of hinted at it. And even though it wasn't a direct eviction notice, the young rabbinical scholar got the point. And the true feelings of his host and the family came to his attention, and not wanting to be a bother, he decided, the man realized what he said. And he came over and he asked for mechila, he asked for silicha, and his tear-jerked reaction to what had left his lips was forgiven by the rabbi. However, Hashem had other plans. It wasn't long after when the leaders of the kehillah of the next neighboring town came to ask this young man to accept the position of Av Beit Din in their city. And the boy, who might have said, no, I want to stay in learning, realizing that maybe this is a sign that he should leave, closed the deal on the spot. And he made arrangements to leave the next day. The Chacham Tzvi prepared to leave, but he would not leave without bidding farewell to his gracious host. So when he was leaving the house, he turned to Mr. Rothschild, and because he was honest and because he was yashar, he spoke to him, revealing to him what was really happening. He told him, yesterday, when you didn't control yourself, when you weren't able to overpower the urge to tell me to leave, you didn't realize it. But in Hashem's date book, it was the last day of my residence under your gracious hosting. I want to tell you, the way Hashem runs the world, from the first day you check in he already has a date you're going to check out. And if you go move to a city, he knows what day you're leaving. And if you move into a home, he knows what day you're changing residences. And it's nigzar min hashamayim. It was in your case that this was my last day in any event, even if you had said nothing. But you should have held back, my friend. Because if you had the merit to overcome your complaint only for a little bit longer, you wouldn't have caused me any mental pain. And you would have appreciated all that you did for me as good, and the respect you have for Torah would stand in your merit. And you would zocher, you would have the merit for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren who would be involved in Torah and become Talmidei Chachamim. Now, since you didn't keep quiet, you will have very wealthy children and very wealthy grandchildren, physical wealth of this world. But you won't be zocher to have your own family members become Talmidei Chachamim. The story of Eyov missing an opportunity, and the story of Mr. Rothschild and his children losing an opportunity, were told tonight to point out that, A, if Hashem sends Yisurim to somebody, it's out of love. And a person who realizes that truly in their heart should be able to overcome without complaint. And who knows what you are earning in Shamayim by never ever complaining with the things that are a little or even a lot uncomfortable in this world. This world is a place we're passing through to earn, and if Hashem sees spiritual potential, he tests the person, but the purpose of a test is to get you from a baby crawling to a child walking to an adult running to a gadol. He does it for your benefit. He does it for your good. It's hard to understand, but should be easy to accept, because that's what our Torah teaches us. Ki kasher yaser ish et beno, not a stranger, his son, Hashem Elokecha miyasereka. May we be zocheh without Yisurim, techaye olam haba. Amen.